We got a call the other day. It bothered us a little bit folks were at a football. It was a football
high school
game,
football
high,
game.
High school football game. I don't want to say the teams. It is nothing.
Okay. No reason to hammer one school.
But they were singing the national anthem, and at the end of the national anthem, instead of singing "and the home of the brave," they sang the home of the
mascot.
Yeah.
Huh.
And I was like, you can't do that. That's not the place to be singing
improv,
right.
Freestyle.
Yeah, it's bad enough the way some people butcher the national anthem.
Yeah, what do the Orioles do? Don't they say the O's in the middle of one of those too?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
they do something like that too.
That is wrong.
I can't think of what you're talking about.
Gee, if there was only a place I could look this up real quick.
Yeah, some place that is going to be full in just a little bit.
That is out of bounds,
yeah,
though, right?
I think it's out of bounds, and you need to knock it off. The parents need to buck up and say, you know what, this is wrong to do this. If you want to mess with your school fight song, okay, go ahead. Insert different words.
Take me out to the ball game.
Yeah, at Penn State we had totally different words for the for our alma mater, for the song. What do you call that? Is that the alma mater
or your fight song?
Yeah, we had totally different words than the adults would sing, and it was just funny. It was for the student section to do, but the changing the national anthem is just plain wrong. The disrespect. It's disrespectful. And it's just wrong. So,
it's nice to have team spirit,
right.
But we already have team spirit, the greatest team of all,
right.
America.
USA. So stop messing with it, and if you're sitting next to someone who sings the wrong words, you tell them. You man up and tell them, and it's going to be hard to do because it's uncomfortable. But if they do that during basketball season, tell them to knock it off. And I don't think it needs to come from the principal. Or the administration out there.
Tell you what, now that warning has been served, we will mention the schools that do this.
Yes. Okay.
Henceforth.
So if you're at a sporting event and they insert the name of the school mascot, land of the free, home of the,
O's.
Yeah. Just tell them to knock it off. You turn to the person next to them and you say, show some respect and knock it off. That's all you have to say. You can say it nicer than that.
Yeah.
I don't know how much nicer you could make it. You think?
Or you could leave it to us to tell them to knock it off.
Okay.
I think that's okay, too.
And like I said, it doesn't have to come from the administration. It didn't start there. Shouldn't have to come from there. You should be grown-ups and sing it right. Okay? Anyway, that's all we had on that one.
Is there anybody who disagrees with that?
Let me see.
875-1079. If somehow you think that's okay, maybe...
Or were you at some of the games that they sang that? 875-1079. Whether because maybe it's more than one school.
We only heard about the one.
875-1079. Sunshine and 53 today should be okay. 57 tomorrow. Still looking for the O's.
Yeah.
Nothing there.
Wikipedia.
Well, if it's on the internet.
It's true.
Yeah, 42 right now.
With limited entertainment.
Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Admitting their most embarrassing moments for your amusement. Tony, Lynn, and Miles.
Big Eye 107.9.
I've got a bite.
Big Eye 107.9. And Brad Paisley, gonna miss her. 17 after 6 o'clock. Talking about the national anthem, how... one of the local schools have thrown in their mascot's name at the
home
end
of the
right. Fill in the blank.
Hi, I actually go to the high school here at and
yes,
they
that's the one we heard about.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's totally not cool. Like I actually had a conversation in class yesterday about that.
Oh, really?
And The teachers were saying that it's not a big deal, and the students, a couple of students, are like, no, that pisses me off because that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
That you're taking something that was Americanized and changing it to something like it's a game, and it's actually a pretty serious deal.
Yeah, well, not to say that your teachers are wrong,
But your teachers are wrong.
Oh, I know.
He agrees.
All right. Well, very good. All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.